Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. This afternoon, Yael Braun-Pivet was elected president of the National Assembly. The ephemeral minister for overseas territories will succeed Richard Ferrand at the head of a particularly fractured assembly. This is the first time that a woman is president of the National Assembly. The government will increase the salaries of civil servants by 3.5% from July 1st. This is a first after 5 years. And as the G7 concludes, Emmanuel Macron stated the following, "We will continue to support Ukraine. There is no other option." The head of state promises that the sanctions will be maintained against Russia as long as necessary. The leaders of the G7 notably announced that they had decided to help Ukraine financially with the proceeds of customs duties on Russian products. They also seek to cap the world price of Russian oil. Cédric Jubilard was heard today in the investigating chamber of the Toulouse Court of Appeal. The objective of this hearing was to examine the appeal made by the main suspect in the disappearance of his wife Delphine after the rejection of his application for release. In Cagnac-les-Mines in the Tarn, a new and very localized campaign of excavations began this morning. The circulation of trains is interrupted between Narbonne and Perpignan due to a fire which broke out near the tracks. Two fires are in progress in the Pyrénées-Orientales, one of which in Rivesaltes, which led to the evacuation of residents. Firefighters have asked for backup to help contain these fires. As for the Tour de France, there is a new change for the Quick Step team. The French champion Florian Sénéchal will compete. He replaces Tim De Clercq, who tested positive for COVID and therefore forfeited. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.